you to know that when I was little, I was the littlest of three, and I looked up to my sisters big time. I absolutely idolized the tallest, Jennifer, and, you know, wore all Julie's clothes, and there I am, the youngest. So my childhood is definitely a formative reason why I'm here. And my oldest sister, Jennifer, free spirit, so creative, so full of life, got in a dark place, and she chose to kill herself at the age of 20. I was the one who found her. And that moment, as you may imagine, led to lots of trauma, led to lots of delayed grieving, led to some of my darkest times. So this was in 2001. This is the kind of art I was making in 2001, my darkest times. And I was making this art because I was feeling such darkness. I was feeling like if my idol killed herself, maybe I will too. Maybe that's the easiest way out of this pain. Well, lots of healing had to happen, as you can imagine. And I feel like I've just had this kind of sense of being a butterfly over and over again. Caterpillar, cocoon, butterfly, caterpillar, cocoon, butterfly. Transformation seems to be my meant-to-be path. And in order to be on a transformative path, we have to have those moments of pain, have those moments of challenges that then we work through to evolve into our next expanded state. So it means a lot to me that I chose to live instead of choosing to die. And that's a lot of what informs my work in the world. I have such a reverence for being alive. And I really want to make the most of my life, and I want to help as many people as I can make the most of theirs. Now, people define making the most of your life in all kinds of different ways. My definition happens to be bravely yourself, to be who you were born to be and offer the gifts you were born to give. My definition of making the most of your life means showing up fully and making your unique contribution here on Earth while we're in these bodies. So the dark time in my life is the background that makes me shine. It is the background from which emerged Spark, my business, and Spark, that metaphor of who I am. I am a spark for others. I help others get in touch with their spark and expand from there so they're really able to naturally shine by being bravely themselves.